Are you afraid of crime? Even more, are your kids scared of crime? If your answer is yes, my next guest says that is not a bad thing. Chris Melde is an associate professor of criminal justice at Michigan State University. His study on our fear of crime has been published in the journal Justice Quarterly. Chris, why can fear of crime be good, especially for kids?
Fear of crime is really kind of our natural instincts to remain vigilant in the face of potential danger. And so if adolescents have a healthy fear of crime, it's really an indication that they are likely to take precautionary behaviors in situations or potentially avoid situations that are inherently dangerous.
Situations such as?
You know, some of the situations that we studied in our study specifically would be things like going to parties where drugs and alcohol are available, hanging out where there's no adult supervision, or hanging out with delinquent peers, which are known risk factors for violent victimization as well as violent offending on their own part.
Interesting. Your study find really there's a victim-offender overlap, isn't there? Tell us a little more about that.
Absolutely. What research has consistently found over the last few decades is that the population most at risk for being violently victimized are the same folks who are most likely to victimize other people. So offenders are at particularly high a risk of being victimized themselves. And there's actually research that suggests that youth who are victimized early on and are violently victimized are also more prone to go on and victimize others. And so there's a hefty overlap in those populations. That's not to say that there are not pure victims out there in that sense that there's people who are victimized who aren't also offenders, but there's just a high overlap in that victim-offender pool.
I would bet, and tell me if I'm wrong and I'm on the wrong track here, that the fear of crime that most of us think of is exactly that of the pure victim, somebody that is you know, if you say a total innocent victim, not involved in any way, shape, or form, and somehow becomes, you know, a crime statistic. Is that kind of behind our fear?
Absolutely. When people think of, you know, people being fearful of crime, you know, they think of the elderly who might be shut in their homes, or in particular females who are afraid of being victimized, and so they kind of avoid all social interactions. And that's not really what we're talking about here. We're really talking about a kind of a continuum of people's anxieties about being victimized. And so what our study is finding is that there's a healthy range. There certainly are people who have more almost phobic levels of fear of victimization, and that's not healthy. But the great majority of people don't have that high of fear. And what we actually find is that people with a really low level of fear are actually more likely to put themselves in harm's way and have a higher rate of victimization. So I think the way to think about fear of crime is more on a continuum, where there's, you know, unhealthy amounts of fear on the high end and unhealthy amounts of fear on the low end. It's not just that people are either fearful or not fearful.
Interesting. Chris, what are your thoughts on how we should be balancing the need to talk about crime and report on crime and the fear that can come from that, and then overplaying crime, creating too much fear, if you will? Sometimes we'll hear complaints that media coverage of crime, let's say on cable networks, has actually made us think crime is worse than what it really is. What's the happy medium?
I think one of the things that we kind of took off this study was that an accurate portrayal of crime is really what's necessary. And so there's a lot of thought that has gone into how do we report crime in a more responsible way, or how do police departments communicate crime in a more responsible way. And so there's been steps taken to either put the risks of victimization in perspective or to highlight places more on a geographical basis of where crimes are most likely to occur.
Michigan State criminologist Chris Melde, whose study on fear of crime was published online in the journal Justice Quarterly. Thanks for talking with us today, Chris.
Thank you.